The election for Mexico's president is just 2 weeks away, and a new poll puts Enrique Peña Nieto ahead of Manuel López Obrador 4 days after Sunday's presidential debate. A voter survey published yesterday shows frontrunner Nieto's popularity has risen slightly, with nearly 38% of voters backing him, while López Obrador's support fell 1 point to 24%. The results come after the Guardian newspaper substantiated claims by activists that Nieto and the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, are benefiting from biased coverage by Televisa, the Spanish-speaking world's largest communications company. The Guardian also found State Department cables released by WikiLeaks that reveal the U.S. was aware of Nieto benefiting from favorable and disproportionate airtime when he was a governor in 2009. Also revealed was evidence that Televisa sold Nieto positive coverage. And a Mexican journalist in Veracruz was found dead early yesterday morning, just hours after he was accosted by armed men. According to the LA Times, quote, journalists in Veracruz have said they think they are being targeted before the July 1st vote because a long dominant PRI fears electoral losses in the region and doesn't want coverage of campaign shenanigans. Before Sunday's debate, 90,000 people gathered in Mexico City to protest against frontrunner Nieto and the PRI. The large demonstration was called for by the Yo Soy 132 movement, the I Am 132nd movement, sparked by a group of 131 students at a private university who confronted the presidential frontrunner Nieto, who he dismissed them as a small group of shills for Obrador. Turnout on Sunday included Mexicans from all walks of life who are opposed to a return of a pre-candidate to the presidency, an office the party held from 1929 to 1982. My guest is Manuel Perez Rocha. He is an associate fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies. Welcome to Uprising, Manuel.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, let's first talk about the news that came out of The Guardian early in the week with biased coverage being sold to Nieto and in favor of Nieto. How damaging was this? And what exactly was revealed by those leaks?
Well, you know, it was nothing new for Mexicans. The fact that there is a symbiosis between the PRI and Televisa. There's nothing new about that. Televisa has always supported official candidates and put them forward, give them all the support. And in the case of Peña Nieto, as I don't know if you just mentioned it, when he was the governor of the state of Mexico, he had even more presence in Televisa than the president, even than President Calderon. So what was heard by what was documented by The Guardian is very important internationally. It demonstrates how Peña Nieto has been buying the favors of Televisa to put him as the front runner of the Mexican elections. And Televisa has dedicated itself to criticize Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the center-left candidate. And this is what Peña Nieto and Televisa have agreed, to create what we call a guerra sucia, a dirty war against Andrés Manuel López Obrador, making him appear as the instigator of student revolts in Mexico, student protests, when these have emerged independent of Andrés Manuel López Obrador. So what they want to create is a climate of fear, similar than the one they created in 2006 in the last election. That was, in my opinion, and the opinion of many, it was a fraud. It was stolen by Calderón to López Obrador. For many in Mexico, it was very clear that López Obrador won. But these elections in 2006 were also immersed in a climate of fear created by Televisa. And what we're seeing is this being repeated again. And this is what The Guardian has documented, and is very important internationally, because sometimes in Mexico we speak about this. We present documentation, but it's not heard internationally. There is what we call a cerco informativo, an international information closure on what people have, independent people want to present in Mexico, but this time it's important because it was The Guardian. So it gives it an international dimension. But again, I want to stress it's nothing new.
Now, what role has the violence in the election also played? There have been reports of one of Felipe Calderón's activists being from the National Action Party who was killed in Chiapas. allegedly by a pre-operative who's now facing arrest. And then Nieto himself and his supporters were attacked by rocks in the city of Puebla. Also, a candidate for the state legislature in Guerrero of the Democratic Revolution Party was killed on Monday by unknown assailants. And then these journalist attacks, the journalist in Veracruz, a man by the name of Victor Baez, was killed. And his killing is being linked to the PRI, that they don't want any unfavorable media coverage. How is that playing in Mexico?
Well, it's playing badly, of course. I mean, it's part of the general climate of violence that Mexico has been immersed, particularly since Calderón took office. And, we know very well about that. More than 50,000 people have been killed. But more concretely about journalists, since year 2000, more than 70 journalists have been killed in Mexico. Mexico is one of the worst countries for journalism in the world. More dangerous for journalism in the world. And what we're seeing now is what you say, a climate of escalation of violence related to the elections. Also, the movement of students have been subject of violence. They have been attacked in several demonstrations by PRI thugs, thugs of the PRI. And it is worrisome that we might not see a clean election free of violence. What can I say? Yeah.
Now, why is López Obrador's candidacy not polling as well? One would have thought, with all these revelations, with the weariness, particularly among the country's youth, against both the PAN and the PRI, that a candidate like López Obrador would be polling much better than 24%, and that Nieto would be polling much worse than 38%. How do you explain these poll numbers?
I think López Obrador is polling much better than this last poll reveals. Some of the polls are very rigged to Peña Nieto. That's another thing that he has managed to buy, and also with the power.
Is that a sort of stepping stone? Is that laying the groundwork for stealing the election?
Well, that's part of the ground for stealing the election, to make it appear, to make it appear beforehand, to give false data about the preferences. There is a much more important poll, the one published by Reforma recently, a few weeks ago, that demonstrates how the voters that would vote for the third candidate of the National Election Party, if they had to vote between López Obrador or Peña Nieto, they would, most of them, vote for López Obrador. So that gives him an edge. Many people are starting to think about the voto útil, the useful vote, and those who would vote for the National Election Party in their majority might vote for the PRD, and also the indecisive, the people in decision are more probably going to vote for the PRD candidate, that is Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Now, is it possible that Obrador is not taking advantage enough, if you will, of the disaffection among Mexico's youth from the Yo Soy 132 movement? He did not, as far as I understand, bring up the protests that were happening on the streets during the debate, and not necessarily embracing the movement wholeheartedly. Could this also be playing a role in why he may not be outright winning in all polls?
Well, I think he has a very strong connection with another level, sector of society, which is more popular, as we say in Spanish, which belongs more to grassroots organizations. Most of the students that started this very important manifestation, that we call it the Spring in Mexico, the Mexico Spring, they're students from middle-class and upper-middle-class sectors, and in the end, they're not very large. They're not a very large sector of the population. They have become very visible, and it's very important what they've been doing, because they've also been helping students from other universities, from public universities, to also start demonstrating and rising up against Televisa's hegemony of the media. But what I want to say is that most of the votes will not come from a small student sector, and in particular from the private from private universities. I don't want to diminish the importance of all they've done, demonstrating against the media empire of Televisa and its relation with Peña Nieto, but most of the votes will come from elsewhere.
Hmm. Now, what about the third candidate in the race, the Vasquez Mota, who is the third candidate? She's from PAN, and in many ways may represent a continuation of the Calderón legacy. Some have said that she fared much better in the debate than expected. She went out on the attack. She attacked both her rival candidates. How is she doing?
Well, she's falling rapidly in the polls. I think she is very clear that she has fallen to the third place. And also she has a very lukewarm support from her own party. Prominent members have even withdrawn support like ex-president Vicente Fox himself, who demonstrating the fear that the right in Mexico has and the entrenched corporate interests have, Fox is actually calling his voters to vote for Enrique Peña Nieto instead of Josefina Vázquez Mota. So this demonstrates also how similar are the corporatist and elitist policies of both parties, the PRI and the PAN, the National Action Party, that is in power now. And the question is, why is the PAN falling behind? And I think there's a realization in Mexico that the PAN has failed abruptly, in particular during the present presidency of Calderón, both in terms of security and economy. Poverty has skyrocketed in the last 5-6 years. 12 million Mexicans have joined the ranks of poverty. And there's more hunger in Mexico. About 1 in 4 people are under the level of hunger, poverty. And in terms of security, well, what can I say? We all know the disaster Mexico is in. So I think all of the track record of Calderón's presidency is affecting very strongly Josefina Vázquez Mota, who has come out with very, very scant new ideas, or no ideas at all of how she would change the situation in Mexico City now.
Manuel Perez Rocha, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
No, I thank you. Thank you for having me.
Manuel Perez Rocha is an associate fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, and we're talking about the Mexican elections just 2 weeks away on July 1st.